Jack Demon.
Damon.
Is it Demon or Damon?
It's Damon, Damon, yeah.
Damon, there we go.
3, 2, 1. Jack, you look remarkably well, having spent an afternoon up against Adebayak in Fenway.
Yeah, obviously second time I played in this season, so the first time was a bit of an eye-opener for me when we played them at home, but it also gave me a bit of experience of what he was going to be like today. So, yeah, it was a good battle.
And how do you play somebody like that?
I think it's important that you don't try and win the ball all the time, because he's a big, strong guy. Like, he's not going to allow you to do that. So it's just trying to be clever with him and not nick it and let him roll you and things like that. So you've just got to, I think, in a way, you've got to respect what he brings and know that you're not going to be able to get in a fight with him.
A comedy moment, wasn't there, in the first half when you went ahead and he got very irate.
Yeah, no, something similar last game as well when we played at home. But yeah, no, we obviously shook hands afterwards, and he seems to be a top guy. Like, obviously don't know him personally, but he's always talking to people on the pitch and afterwards. So yeah.
What did you make of the game?
I thought we played well in certain patches. We were obviously told to try and get the ball down and play. I don't think we've done that quite as well as we should have done this season, which is part of the reason why we've been relegated. But I think obviously a few younger boys were given a chance to show what they can do. I think it was something that we wanted to go away from this season to then build on with next season. Obviously, you didn't want to be going away with another defeat. So it was a positive in the sense that we've got a draw from game. Obviously, we want to win, but we've got a draw. So I think there's things for us to build on for next season to ultimately get back into the Football League as soon as possible.
And the appointment this week of Gary Johnson, how's that been?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, when the manager came in, I think a lot of people sort of set up and took notice and listened to what he said, and he's tried to help us since he came in. And if the performances had been better by the players, then we could have stayed up under him. But with him being there, like, he's obviously managed a lot of big teams, people know who he is, then I think it's only going to benefit us for next season.
And at a personal level, how do you assess your form this season?
It's been up and down. I've been disappointed with some games, I've been pleased with some games. I think my first game against Brighton and then against Wimbledon in the league, he couldn't really have topped that for me. It was obviously special moments for me. But then on the flip side of that, there have been some games where I haven't performed as well as I should have, and I'm the first to admit that. But I think you've just got to try and take the positives from every situation and build again on that for next season. And obviously I'm going to be here next season, and I'm going to do everything that I can to help get the club back in the Football League.
And there seems to be, you know, bizarrely, even though, you know, the club is going down, there does seem to be, you know, more hope around the place. Gary's appointment and a sense that perhaps, you know, this is a possibility that the club can get back into the Football League fairly quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's got to believe that. I think that comes from the management staff, the players, the fans. Everyone's got to believe that we can bounce straight back up. That's ultimately what the goal's going to be. So if we don't believe it, then we won't do it. But if we, like you say, there has been a positive spin on what is obviously a very bad time for the club and for everyone involved in it, but our aim and focus is to get back into the Football League.
And what does our summer hold for you personally?
Summer holds for me spending a lot of time with my two little girls and my partner, but then also getting ready for next season. I think every player has a little bit of a break and sort of unwinds and has a bit of a rest period, but then people are already going to be thinking about next season. Obviously, we're talking about it already, and it's in people's minds that for young players, they want to be playing every week, so they want to go back into pre-season and impress the manager. So it'll be a combination of the two, a bit of relaxing time, but concentrating on next season as well.
Brilliant, Jack. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jack, the manager said that almost that he wants the sort of young players that finished the game today to step up in the summer. Do you still consider yourself part of that young sort of group of players, or do you think, no, I've got to be more of a senior pro now?
I personally would say that I need to be more of a senior pro. I mean, I'm 21, which is young for a centre-half, I suppose, but I've played over 20 games this season, so league experience, I've probably played more than some of the others. So I mean, I've always been one that's had a bit of an old head on my shoulders, I've been told. So I'd say that I've got to be one of the people to step up next season, especially with being here this season and being involved in the relegation, to be an experienced player and an older head to then get us back up.
The manager's been explicit to talk about character and leadership. Is that something that you're very aware of, as a, even though you're only 21, to try and sort of stamp your personality on the side as well?
Yeah, I think it's got to be. I think that it's definitely a personal thing for me that I want to do that. But then again, every player that's involved next season has to do that. We need 11 leaders to be playing, and then obviously people coming on off the bench, they need to do the exact same thing. So personally for me, yeah, it is, but we all need to do the same thing.
You said 20 games this season. Was that probably more than you expected when you signed, or about par?
Well, I set myself little goals at the start of the season to try and get over 20 games by the end of this season, which I've done. So on a personal note, I'm pleased with that. Like I said, I think some of my performances could have been better in those 20 games. But no, I'm pleased with the game time that I've got, and obviously want to build on that.
And every player's seen the manager over Monday and Tuesday. Obviously, he's going to tell you his thoughts, and he'll probably want your thoughts as well. Are you going to say, sort of stick your hand up and say, I want to play 46 next season and be an integral part of the side?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's got to be honest when we speak to the manager, and that's one of the things for me. I want to be part of that team that's playing every week. I mean, every player wants to play every single game, so that's no different for me, and especially not next season. I'm being part of the group that took us down, I've obviously, for a bit of personal pride and to help the club get back up.